It's our pleasure to be joined by former Storm star and, of course, Premiership star with the Leeds Rhinos, Mitch Garnbut, ahead of the World Club Challenge at Amy Park on Feb 16. Thanks for joining us, Mitch.
No problem, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. And first things first, congratulations on the Premiership triumph there with the Leeds Rhinos way back in October. You must still be on cloud nine.
Yeah, you know, obviously we had a reasonable season. We went into the grand final as underdogs, and we got a really good win there. So it was a bit of a surprise for us all, and it was a great way to end a good season.
You're a former Storm player, of course, back in 2013-14. We'll touch a little bit on your NRL career very soon, but you've been over there for a few years now with the Leeds Rhinos, and must be proud to be part of such a rugby league powerhouse.
Yeah, mate, they're a great club. I've been very lucky to be at some really good clubs, and Leeds is one of them. It's been a bit of a roller coaster for me. In 2015, we won the treble, which was massive, and then in 16 we had a bit of an off year, and then 17 again we got the grand final. So it's been really enjoyable.
You say before it was a little bit of a surprise. Obviously, as I said, right up there and such a really strong unit for quite a few years, obviously the Leeds Rhinos. What was the surprise? Maybe the scoreline, 24-6 against Castlewood there, or did you really think that you'd be up against it in the final?
Well, I think Cast were the best team all year, and we knew we were going to have to be on our game. And, you know, luckily for us, we probably put in a 9 out of 10 performance, and we got the win, especially in such a big game. And to send Rob Burrow and Denny Maguire out like that, I think it probably couldn't have went much better for us.
Jenna, Mitch Garbutt, prop with the Leeds Rhinos there in the English Super League, of course, out here very soon against his former club at Melbourne Storm in the World Cup Challenge Feb 16 at Amy Park. But do you envisage yourself over there for a few years yet, over there in the UK?
Yeah, mate, I think so. We're all settled here. I've got my missus and the two kids over here, so we're all settled, and I've got a few more years on contract, so not looking at going anywhere, and really enjoying my footy, so it's been a great move for me personally.
And of course, with it being in Melbourne this year, that'll be great. I know against the former club, you'll be champing at the bit there.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, I know how hard that club works for success, so when they won their grand final, I was really happy for them because I know what they go through during pre-season and all the things that they do, which other clubs don't do, so you know, I was really happy that they got the win, and then when there was talk that we weren't going to get to play them, I was a bit upset, but it's all worked out good, and we'll get a really good game there.
And you've obviously loved watching from afar, as you said, they're interested in the Storm successes, and do you have a stronger affinity with the Storm maybe than the other NRL clubs you've represented?
Yeah, definitely, mate. They gave me an opportunity, and I'll be forever grateful for that. They you know, I was just playing local league and they gave me a chance down there, and I got to, you know, live my dream in Melbourne. I met my missus there, and yeah, it was a great move for me to get down there, and they're great people. They're a great organisation in general, so they deserve all the success they get.
Of course, the best rugby league team in the world will be crowned right here in Melbourne, and 10,000 tickets have already been sold. Book your seat now at Ticket Tech to see the Storm take on Leeds Rhinos Feb 16 at Amy Park. Let's see Melbourne crowned number one in the world, although you might have something to say about there. Of course, Mitch Garbutt, Leeds Rhinos star, former Storm player there. You must still keep in touch with the boys too, and the last few years there at the Storm.
Yeah, I keep in touch with a few of them. I think Tim Glasby lost my number when he debuted for the Maroons, so I think he's brushed me now. But they're good people, mate. They're a great bunch of people. So I'll be doing my best to make sure they don't get the win though.
And just on that as well, what are you expecting? I guess on the day, a few fireworks. Obviously, a tough encounter there in less than a month's time.
Yeah, mate. We're up against it, aren't we? We've got a short turnaround. We've got to get over to Australia, get over jet lag, and then play against some of the best players in the world. So we'll be doing everything we can to prepare for that. But yeah, we know what we're in for. It's going to be a tough game, and we'll have to be performing well to come away with the win. But we'll be doing our best.
The season's very imminent, isn't it? Too with the English Super League.
Yeah, well, we've got a game against Castleford this weekend, which is probably our main friendly. And then we're 2 weeks away from the start of the season against Warrington, so it's not long. And you know, I don't really like training, so I can't wait to play.
Well, just on that too, with the season barely 2 weeks away, as you say there, do you sort of feel that gives you a bit of an advantage, bit of a leg up? I know with the jet lag, but you'll be more match fit maybe than the Storm going into the World Club Challenge.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to be really good that we've got a few games under our belt, and hopefully we've got some combinations working early on. And maybe Melbourne are a bit rusty, but knowing what they do and knowing how hard they work, I doubt that they'll be putting in a 10 out of 10 performance, and we'll have to match them.
And just a couple more before you go. Really appreciate your time being so generous with it, Mitch. Mitch Garbutt from the Leeds Rhinos, of course, prop with the Leeds Rhinos in their premiership victory last year, and of course, former Melbourne Storm player 2013 to 2014 as well. But just incidentally, at Leeds, there, Leeds Rhinos, a new skipper announced today, Mitch.
Yeah, we've got Callum Watkins has taken over there. He'll do a great job. We've got a few really good young leaders in the side that have stepped up over the last 2 years, with Kevin Sinfield moving on, and now Danny's starting a new chapter at Hull KR. So, yeah, we've got some good young leaders, and Carl's one of them. He's great around the club, and obviously he's a world-class player, so he leads by example. So looking forward to that, and looking forward to playing for Cal.
And confident going back-to-back in the English Super League this season. Do you see yourselves there at the Leeds Rhinos as, if not the team to beat, equal team to beat?
I think so, mate. I'm not saying we'll go back-to-back, but we've got a really good squad. We've recruited really well. We've got Richie Myler, Brad Dwyer, and Nathaniel Pettiru, who was at the Titans, and they've all fitted in really well. So there's no reason why we can't be up there again. It's up to us, I suppose. We've got to perform week in, week out.
Absolutely there, Mitch. Well, congratulations once again, mate. We can't wait to see you strutting your stuff here in Melbourne in a month's time, and through gritted teeth. Good luck, and bring it on, and good luck with whatever the future holds there as well. Thanks again.
Cheers, mate. Take care. Look after yourself.